You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the RNIB drop-in event for MPs here in the Houses of Parliament. And I think I'm joined by another MP. Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's John McNally, and I'm the MP for Falkirk in the Forth Valley.
And John, how have you found this afternoon? Because I know there's been lots of events, there's been an interactive game, there's been a quiz, there's been lots of information and demonstrations about sort of technology that blind and partially sighted people use. Has there something that you found out today that you didn't know about?
Well, there's always something new to find out no matter what you do and where you go. But particularly coming into this event, I'm always struck by the people and the enthusiasm with the volunteers, and I'm looking forward to doing the snakes and ladders and hope I make it to the end without falling over.
And sort of thinking about the issues that are affecting blind and partially sighted people, obviously we've got the cost of living crisis, we have employment, we also have transport, and you know, they're quite big things for blind and partially sighted people. Having been here today, is there anything that you can do as an MP to sort of help those causes?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Yeah, we keep championing for the RNIB. I also sponsor a puppy myself, so I'm grateful to do that. And in my local area of Falkirk, I'm fortunate enough to have the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, so I'm constantly in touch with the people who run that centre for the partially sighted, visually impaired, and the deaf people or hard of hearing. And we have regular meetings in there, so I hear firsthand what people are going through. And particularly, as you said, in the cost of living crisis, sometimes the forgotten people are the ones that are the most vulnerable. So this just heightens your awareness of what needs to be done. And I will make sure that my local authority makes sure that they reach out to the vulnerable people. And to be honest with you, in Falkirk, I think we do that fairly well. The cost of living crisis is going to affect everybody.
It certainly is, and I think it's affecting people sort of all over, you know, all the nations. So it's something that everybody faces day to day.
Yeah, and it's, I think the priority of your role as an MP is to make sure that everybody's aware of how people are being affected. So again, I'm fortunate enough I'll go back from here today. I'll probably do an interview in my local radio station, which at any time will have maybe not as good as this radio station, but I'll do it on my own radio station. I'll highlight how important these events actually are to keep everybody aware of what needs to be done. The cost of living crisis impacts more vulnerable in our society. And if you can't look after the people that are the most vulnerable in your society, then you don't deserve to be a politician.
Well, that's great. That's great to finish with. Well, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, and it was a pleasure to speak to you, as always.